I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. In 2015, Nepal officially became a secular state, leaving behind a Hindu monarchy. But right now, in the middle of local elections, Nepal seems to be taking this new status seriously. And yet, there's still some resistance toward religious minorities. We spoke with Pastor Noel, who works with Vision Beyond Borders, and he says, regardless of the election's outcome, Christians have somewhere to turn.
We believe that God will open a door for us, for evangelism, for Christian events, and so on.
Opposition to Christianity in Nepal may appear to be fading overall, but it's not that simple. Noel explains, outside the cities, opposition grows. There are a couple ways to support the Nepali church, starting with prayer.
We want you to pray for the hearts of the people who have not even heard the name of Jesus.
And when you open up your phone, what picture do you see as the background? Is it a photo of a loved one or a pet? Maybe an inspiring quote or a Bible verse? This month, Deaf Bible Society has released a series of digital wallpapers that you can download for free and use as a background wallpaper on your phone. Chantel Pagan with Deaf Bible Society explains.
These wallpapers have some differing signs in American Sign Language of still shots of deaf community members signing things like praise and love, worship.
There are 70 million deaf people in the world, and 90% of them don't have access to scripture in their heart sign languages. Deaf Bible is hoping that these wallpapers will remind you to pray. You can find this resource to download for free at missionnews.org. And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. So consider the power of that message on your phone's wallpaper. Because you read it multiple times a day, why not connect it to the Great Commission movement? Deaf Bible Society is offering a free phone wallpaper this month that reminds you to pray for this ministry as it translates God's word into sign language. Get yours at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.